Blog Talk Radio.
Transparent issues that we just want to be dealing with, because we mask and put a mask on and don't allow people to know how we really feel. But it's not about how other people see you. It's about how you see yourself. It's about you getting your healing, you being set free, dismissing the pain of doubt, dismissing the pain of hurt, dismissing those things that have caused you to be hindered in life. You know, it could be from a toxic relationship. It could just don't even have to be from relationship. It could be from the workplace. It could be just life in general, from as a child, you know, growing up with those different words and accusations that you was accused of, and people talking about you and not allowing you to be the child you really wanted to be in life. All those things sometimes can cause you to not feel like you're inadequate, and you don't feel like you're enough. Or how about on the workplace? You're applying for a job over and over again, and doors keep getting slammed, and you're looking at yourself like, wait, is it me? You know, I'm not equipped for the job. I'm inadequate. But let me tell you, you are enough. You are enough. Today we're going to be talking about use what you have. Use what you have, because everything that you need is in you. Everything that you need to get the job done, it is in you, and you can get the job done. Amen. So I know sometimes we walk around and we feel like, oh my God, you know, hi Yvette, how are you? Good morning. And you may feel like you're not enough. You may feel like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, what is it about me, you know, that I can't be that person, or I'm not the person that I should have been, or, you know, all of that is good, but it's time for you to wipe the tears from your eyes, get up off of your knees, and start going out and start making some things happen for yourself. And I'm not just saying like, oh, it just happened to me. What? I went through it. Do you hear me? But I was determined to win. I was determined to keep moving. My sister Nikki sent something this morning about believe. Her and my niece Ramika was talking about believe, our affirmation for our family. Believe in that thing. Believe that it will be done. Believe that God is on the throne. Believe that whatever he put in you, you got everything you need to get it done. Amen. Even if it's a different mindset, if you need more peace within your life, whatever that is that you may feel like you don't have enough of, or you're not enough, know that you are enough. You are enough, and you have what it takes. Amen. Hi, Sister Idella. How are you? Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Amen, Yvette. I know that's right. Yes. So on this morning, I'm going to be coming from our scripture text, which is Judges chapter 4. And let me just one moment. And hello to everyone who's hopping on, those who are on YouTube, those who are listening in, and those who are on Facebook Live, and those who have dialed in. Amen and amen. So just hold tight. Amen. So, and you know what, guys? So don't forget to go to Amazon and get your ebook. And those who have ebook and like to read them on their Kindles or the paperback book, go on Amazon and get it, because of my book launch is going to be virtual. And it's going to be September 10th, but it's only for those who register. So just stay tuned, because I'll have more information to follow where you can go and actually register so you can be on that call. Yes. Amen. So this morning, I'm coming from Deborah chapter 4, but let us pray. Father, we thank and we bless you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. We thank you for today, and we thank you for every day. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for shining on the lives of your people. We do thank you, God. Lord, you told us to just get up, wipe the tears from our eyes, so weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And we thank you, God, for your patience with us, for your unfailing love, God. We thank you for removing intimidation from our lives, Father God, for giving us overflow of what we need and putting overlay on us that we will be covered with the blood. Hallelujah of the Lamb. We thank you, Jesus, for covering us with your blood, Father, that was shed on Calvary, Father God. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins, God. We love you. We thank you for the blood. It's in Jesus' most precious name we pray and touch everyone on this call. Amen. Amen and amen. So on this morning, coming from Deborah chapter 4, just one moment. Something out here. Deborah chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Wanted to make sure I didn't write scripture text. verse 5 and 6, and it says, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel and Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abiram, out of Kadesh, and said unto him, have not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw towards the Mount Tabor and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and the children of Zebulun? So I'm going to read verse 5 again. Verse 5, which says, thank you, Lord. And she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel and Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. But listen, she judged underneath a tree. It didn't say she was in a castle, whatever they had back then for houses. You know, a lot of them, you know, like Pharaoh and all of them, you know, was in those beautiful houses. No, she judged underneath a palm tree. So what I'm saying to you is today, when God has given you something, no matter what the age, it's not about how people may look at you. It's about what God calls you to do. Because sometimes we let a lot of things get in our way. We let people and naysayers get in our ear. And sometimes we're our own worst enemy. And we actually down our own selves and downplay what God has given to us. And we do that because we are so afraid of stepping out into something so great. So sometimes it's better if we become comfortable where we are, because if we step out on things, people start to laugh at us. Oh, I know you're not going another direction in ministry and you're 60, 70 years old. Well, why not? I know God didn't give that to you. Well, why didn't he? See, I stopped listening to folk a long time ago. But Deborah judged right underneath a palm tree. She didn't look for a fancy building. She didn't look for a fancy house. She didn't look for none of that. Only thing she looked for was what God to bless her with. Yes, I came from Judges chapter 4. I'm sorry, you guys. I came from Judges chapter 4, and I began with the fifth verse. Judges chapter 4, and I began with the fifth verse. Amen. Judges 5 and 6. Amen. Talking about Deborah and how she was the first female judge in the Bible. But look how God blessed Deborah. Look at her being so courageous and her tenacity. And even in that era, and how about today, how people do look at us today as women taking on CEO and executive positions. But she took on being a judge because God equipped her for that. And just using my imagination, Deborah may have said, God, you put me out here. Like, you know how they look at women. As second-class citizens, like we're nothing, degrading us because we're women. But look how she stood, because she knew God placed something on the inside of her. But she didn't worry about her resources. She used what she had, judging underneath a palm tree. She could ask to be in a big, beautiful house, but no, she did what God called her to do. See, you don't have to worry about what you don't have right now, the resources you don't have. Just step out. Step out and just do it. If you have $10 in your pocket and you want to start a business, start it. Mm-hmm. Take that $10 and go to a dollar store and get your stuff and you sell one or two baskets. Just do it. If even it's not a basket, it could be one or two T-shirts and iron and put your own press on. We used to press on our own stuff in our own houses and with our ironing boards to press on. We didn't need a pressing machine. We just did it. Amen. So whatever God has called you to do, if you want to, you know, start your own catering business. Okay, go to the dollar store. They sell food there too, you know, and get a couple of items and make it look really fancy and then start selling it. So what I'm just saying to you, even if it's a new mindset on today, well, I need peace. I need to think differently. I need to stop being so angry at folk because folk didn't do nothing to me. Sometimes we blame folk for the things that we do when we could have controlled it our own stuff. I'm not talking about the things that's out of our control, but things that we can control. And we become angry with ourselves and start beating ourselves up. And I just want to say this too. Thank you, Lord. Don't get in a place where you feel like, oh, every time I get up, I fall back in the same place again. And you start beating yourself up about falling back to that place again, falling back to that place that you know that you should be there because that place is no good for you. And we start to beat ourselves up. What happens is we take the attention off of getting up and coming out of that place and keep moving forward because now our attention is, oh, my gosh, I keep falling back to that same place. How do I allow myself to get here? You got there, get up and keep moving. You got there, keep up and keep moving and try it again. Keep trying until you just feel your feet, just keep on walking. And before you know it, you're looking back, it's like 2 years, you never even been to that place. You don't even have to revisit that. But in your mind, look at how far God has brought you. So start, because sometimes we put our attention all on the wrong things. But Deborah, she used what she had. And Barak came to her because he was a part of the children of Israel. But Barak came to her because they were crying out to the Lord around that time because Jabin's army, which is Sisera, who was the captain of the army, Jabin's army was so mighty. So they start looking at what Jabin's army had. You have to read Judges chapter 4. They was looking at what Jabin's army had and what we have, to fight with. They have more men. They have more resources than what we have. They have strong equipment. Who says? You use what you have. Use what God has given to you to do. And don't slack off because you feel like you're disabled now, feel like things that you can't do. Do it in moderation. Just don't go at it all at one time, but you still could do it and get it done. Use what you have. Use the mind that you have. Use that spirit of the Lord that's on the inside of you because you are powerful. Last week we talked about the power that's within us. Hallelujah, greater is he within us than he that's within the world. You are great, and you have to know that you're great. And all this stuff is going around in this world when we turn the news, always so much heartache, heartbreak, watching your back, you know, because of thieves and robbers and murderers. But don't you know God got you and he will protect you. Keep your mind, hallelujah, glory be to God. Stay on him. Keep your mind stayed on him. Pray over your house. Pray over your children. But those things are distraction. I have a friend who she watched the news, and next thing you know, she's depressed in the bed. She's depressed. Actually, I mean, really like lights off and depressed. I said, sis, you got to come up out of that place, you know, because, you know, stuff is going to be on the news, on TV. We could pray for those people, things that happened, but you got to get up because you take it. God says, cast your cares on me. You got to cast all that stuff to God because if not, you're going to wear yourself out. Get up from that place and live. Get up from that place and say, God, you know, touch our country. God, touch us, Father God, in this world. Touch me. Touch my family, Father God. Keep us safe, Lord God. But taking on all of that, I watch the news too. Yeah, I do. And sometimes I got to give a break, and then I go back at it again because it's so much. But don't allow it to take your focus. Don't allow that to all those distractions to take, you know, what God has given to you to move out forward and do. And sometimes we hold on because we're so afraid of moving out in God. We're so afraid of what's our next. We're so afraid of what's out there. Oh, could it be me? Oh, I'm looking at, you know, what's out here now, and it seems like it's no jobs. But every time I walk past a place, they say they hire, and people say they go in, and they're not hired. I'm confused. So, but your needs according to his riches and glory. But Deborah used what she had. And she knew that the power that lay within her, God had bestowed a great power to Deborah. And Deborah didn't care how folk laughed at her. Deborah didn't care because look at the children of Israel. They went crying out to Deborah. Deborah helped us from this place. God heard their cry in Judges 4. He heard their cry, and he moved out in that thing. And he allowed the enemy to be conquered, but he sent Barak. Barak was scared to go up to fight that war, so he went to Deborah. And this is where verse 14 comes in there. I'm going to skip down to verse 14. It says, then Deborah says to Barak, go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has not, whew, Jesus, she asked him, this is verse 14, has not the Lord gone ahead of you? Has he not gone ahead of you? So Barak went down to Mount. Sorry, you guys. So Barak went down to Mount Tabor with 10,000 men. Ooh, glory be to God, following him. So she asked him a question, have not the Lord already gone ahead of you? So has not God already gone ahead of you, already fixed that foreclosure, already fixed the gas, already fixed all the pipes? Has he already fixed it for you? He has already gone ahead of you. You just got to keep on walking until God says, now it's done. Glory be to God. Keep on walking till God says, yes, now you got it. Now it's time. And sometimes we so fearful of that. We so fearful of going to the next place because I always talk about our age because people really feel they can't step out because of age. You got 20-year-olds and teenagers thinking they can't step out on things that God has given to them or their dreams and goals because they're too young. There's so many bosses out here as young kids. My great niece Brianna, I mean, she's 12. Is one of them, stepping out with her own clothing line, her own eyeglasses and footwear. Amen. So it's okay to be a boss. And guess what? They stepping out younger than her. My little great-nephew, Brian, younger than her, stepping out with his T-shirt line and his clothing apparel. So I'm just saying to you, you know, I'm just excited on today. I'm excited because I believe God. And we got to believe and trust God, even if we just know that we are enough, even when we feel like we're not enough, even when we feel like we're not equipped, even when we feel like we're not enough, you are enough. You are enough. I had to deal with those issues in my life, not feeling like I was enough, not feeling like I was good enough to be in a room, not feeling like I was good enough to be in a room with executives and CEOs and I don't know their language. Well, guess what? They don't know mine either. How about that? They don't know mine either. So don't feel that you're not good enough to be in that room and you're not equipped to be in that room. You are enough and you are equipped to be in that room. Because why? Because God has given you everything that you need. That's what Deborah was telling Barak in verse 10. Has not God already gone ahead of you? He already fixed it. He already did it. My dad always tell you, he always to tell me, you know, you take two steps, God going to take four. You take two steps, God going to take more. He's going to take more than you. But you got to take those steps. And you can't sit there and just wait, oh, you know what, the door going to open. The door going to open if you get up and open it. The door going to open, it is going to open now. But you got to get up and you got to do your part. I had to learn how to do my part in life because I was the middle child, so I was, like, entitled. Like, oh, they're going to buy me a car. Oh, they're going to put my down payment. They're going to put down payment on the apartment for me. I was that kid. But let me tell you something. My dad, he would spoil me to do that. But my mama, oh, no. Every time that was different than Mickey and Penny. So she made me get out and work for everything that I had. And guess what? I was so happy that she did. At the time, I was mad and upset. Mom, I can't believe you're going to make me go out and work for my car. And she did. And not that she couldn't bless me with one. She could have. She could have given me the money for a down payment for one. Her and my dad. But she said, no. And I'm so happy because I would have turned out to be a disaster. How about that? A disaster. Given so much to me, we give so much to our children sometimes that we handicap them, enable them. But let me tell you, she made me get up and work for everything that I had. And guess what? I appreciate that on today. Thank you, Mom, because if not, I would have sat around like the world owed me something. The world don't owe me nothing. Hallelujah. I work for everything that I have. And I appreciate everything that God has given to me because I learned how to work and I teach my children to work. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I'm saying to you, so it's not too late. Don't look at your children like, oh, they're 20 and 40 now. I can't talk to them. Talk to your kids. Sometimes, let me tell you, your kid always going to be your kid, whether they're 40 or 50 years old or not. Still going to be a kid. I'm my mom's kid. Amen. So what I'm saying to you, stop downplaying everything that you have on the inside. Though I'm not saying for you all to get up and just quit your job. No, what I'm saying is that work on those dreams and goals that's inside of you. God will let you know when to let go of things. He'll let you know now it's time. Amen. But work those things out. Work it out with the Lord. And be not afraid no matter what it is. If it's a different mindset I want to take on. If it's peace that I need, Father. If it's my way of thinking, God. And isn't it crazy how you could think good and you could be all the way up here, and the moment you answer your phone, somebody, bam, just bring it right back down. That's because we allow them to bring it down. We allow folks to bring us back down. Instead of moving forward, we allow them to bring us back down. Isn't that something? One phone call. So that's why you got to put yourself and circle yourself around some people that's on the same page as you, that's going the same direction you're going in. Amen? Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself still at the same place, trying to get out of the drawer like a grasshopper but can't get out. Because why? Because you're pulling somebody else down with you. Don't allow people to pull on your ankle and pull you down. Uh-uh. Come out of that drawer. Come out of that box. I don't care who they are, family members, friends, BFFs, it don't matter. Come out of that place so you can think, so you can gravitate on the goodness of Jesus. So you can, God is still blessing. God bless you. Let me tell you, it was more millionaires in the pandemic. I mean, people found their niche in life. They found the things that the gift on the inside of them, and they were soaring during the pandemic. When you would look at the world and thought the world was so turned upside down, but God was, whew, God was moving. Do you hear me? Glory be to God. I am excited on today, and I'm excited for you. You really need to check yourself on the inside. And don't be afraid of that. See, when I talk to you, I'm not talking because, oh, I rob it. No. I'm talking because I've been there. I'm talking because every day, sometimes it's still a struggle. When I tell you, y'all don't understand, when I'm trying to get some hope victorious together, I'll be going through. But what I tell you, but because of God, because of the prayers of the righteous, glory be to God, because I got folk praying for me, even when they don't know they're praying for me. You know what I'm saying? Because my job is for God to use me. Who, glory be to God, for me to be a true servant of God, for God to use me. Now, did I have to give up some things? I had to give up some things, and I was mad giving up some things, but then it became easy because I was tired of that life. I was tired of what I used to do. It just wasn't working. And it wasn't about the money. It was about my peace of mind. It was about me feeling good about myself. It was feeling good about me when I wake up in the morning, not looking back what I did last night. So I had to make some changes for myself. And I praise God on today for changes. And this is the best fun I could possibly have. I asked the Lord one day when I was about 20 years old. I was on my way on the summer job. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, just give me that feeling. How will it feel to be in you? Like for you to just be in me, God, for you to just be in me. How will it feel? Because I was partying. I had one foot in the world. I was having a good time. And God came over to me on the bus, y'all. He put the spirit of that feeling I would get if I just trust in him and I just let everything go. I let everything go. And it's the best feeling I could possibly have. The same feeling he gave me then, the same feeling I have now. And then he took that feeling away just like that because I wasn't living right. But when I surrendered myself to God, because, see, I thought I was missing something if I had stopped what I was doing and then I'd have been sold out to him. But when I became totally sold out to him, wavering, whoo, Jesus, let me tell you, the same feeling that he gave me back then on that bus, it's the same feeling that I have now today. And guess what? I ain't missing nothing. Only thing I'm missing is tearing my body up. I ain't missing nothing because I'd rather be healthy than unhealthy. Amen? So just know that God has already gone before you. So whatever it is, and I always say your way of thinking, because some people, only thing they want is a different mindset. God, give me a mindset to live again, to dream again. Don't care about the naysayers looking at me in my age, but I just want to live and dream again. Dream again. Because some people haven't dreamed in so long because they've been so consumed with everybody else's life, with everybody else's stuff, helping them move along, helping them get to this place, to that place. And then where are we? And you start looking at yourself like, where am I? Where am I right now in this moment, God? In this moment, some of us have got a wake-up moment, and I'm so happy about those wake-up moments because those wake-up moments are good. And someone once told me, talking to this woman, Larissa Bates from BET, who's one of the executives over there, and she said to me, don't worry about yesterday. That was for yesterday. You worry about today. So you move forward from today. So don't worry about what you didn't do 10 years ago. You worry about today, what you can move forward with today. And I'm like, woof, the words out of her mouth, and that meant everything when she said that to me. Because I began to say, well, I know I should have. She said, mm-mm, don't do that, because that was for then. But I'm talking about now, what's for now. So you move forward for right now, what's for right now. And God blessed. God did his thing. Why? Because I stopped harping on what I should have did years ago and what I should do to, and now move forward and do that thing today. And that's exactly what I had to do, and that's what I did. So I encourage you all. I came from Judges chapter 4, and I read the 5th and 6th verse, and then I skipped down to verse 14. Just talking about Deborah and how bold she was to help Barak, you know, to get to the next place. Because when he was fearful of moving forward of what he seen before him, he had somebody who was right beside him to say, mm-mm, that's not what I see. I see the glory of the Lord. I see that the Lord has given you anointing to fight this thing. I see that God has given you everything that you need. Stop looking at what they have in their equipment, their car, their job, their success. No, start worrying about what God has given to you and work that thing out. Barak was able to conquer that enemy. Mm-hmm. He defeated that whole, he defeated everybody there. Why? Because God has given something on the inside. But then, see, he circled him. He put himself in the circle of people who thought positive, who could see past his fears and see great things. Whoo, Jesus. So he conquered Jabin's army. He conquered Sisera's army, even though he said they got chariots and we have weapons made from hands. Woo, glory be to the hands that God equipped you to make what he told you to make. Woo, Jesus was going to get the job done. So use what you have. God giving them gifts to be able to create and make things. So don't worry about what they got. All these DIYs, do it yourself. Do it yourself because God has equipped you to do what a machine could do. And when it's time for you to get a machine, he'll bless you to be able to purchase a machine to get it done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God for a big manufacturer who could distribute your things, a distribution company. God will give you all that. But right now, if he say DIY, then do it yourself. DIY, do it yourself. Get it done. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hi, Cousin Camille. How are you? Amen. I'm going to go back and read your comment, Donna. Yes, yes, and yes. So what I'm telling you, woof, Jesus. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. But if Barak would have been around people with little minds, then he wouldn't have been able to conquer that war. But because he was around somebody who spoke life into him, who seen everything in him, and was able to say, you got this. God been already going ahead of you. Because sometimes if we can't see, other folks see. People with positive minds that's in the circle with you, people that when you're in the right circle. Because you could be in a circle, and that circle just ain't right. They know you can get it done. They know you can go to the next, you can get the next job. They know you can get it, but they ain't going to tell you that. Why? Because they like grasshoppers, like crabs pulling you, trying to pull you down. Don't let nobody pull you down. But look at God. That's why God placed Deborah right there, because she had a heart for the people. And it wasn't about, you know, me getting a pat on my back and me getting kudos. No, it was about her doing the job that God has called her to do. And she was able to do that job, even when I know it could have looked fearful to her, but she still did it. Then she spoke life into Barak. You can go up. God's been already going ahead of you. Go up and fight that battle. You got this. That's somebody in her circle who had a like mind as him and who even thought even higher than him that was able to pull him along. And then guess what? That gave him a courage that the next person come along underneath him, he'll be speaking life in them, telling you got everything you need. Has not God already gone ahead of you? I love it, because let me tell you, when God go ahead of you, he'll make every crooked path straight. Oh, Jesus, when he go ahead of you. But don't go ahead of God. Let him go ahead of you. But just keep working and walking and talking, speaking life over your mind. You know, ask God to help me not to have a breakdown. Help me not to be in distress. And it's so crazy, because I hid behind all of that. I felt like I was going to have a breakdown. But what I did, I made up my face. I put my heels on. you know, made sure I looked all gorgeous on the inside. I was hurting so bad because I didn't even like the person that I was at one time. I didn't even like who I was. It didn't like me, you know. And if somebody looked at me, they would be like, well, no, I don't see why you don't like yourself. I can't see that you're not liking yourself. No, because I mask and I put on a front. But when I got my healing, when I got my deliverance, whoo, Jesus, when God showed up to tell me, what, you're more than enough. I created you, and I didn't make no junk. But sometimes because of a toxic relationship, being beat down, told me I'm going to wind up living on the street, told me I'm not going to amount to anything, just talking all kind of negativity. And even though you may have, you go into a relationship all strong-minded, after a while, you keep hearing all those words, you start questioning yourself. You start thinking, then don't talk about the cheating, because then you're really looking at yourself like, I wasn't enough. You know, you have to go out and do that. But it's okay because God created me. No, those are their issues. And you know what I have learned? People who tear you down have more insecurities than anybody in this world. They're the ones that have insecurity. They're the ones that's insecure. So they beat you down to cover theirs. And I had to learn that. And when I learned that, the first thing I learned was God telling me I didn't make no junk. You are a queen. You are a kid, a king's kid. When I came to the realization of that, I knew I was enough, but I had to get to that place. And God showed up and let me know, whoo, Jesus, so I could take off my mask and stop pretending when I look in the mirror and say, I don't like who I am. And then you wonder, how did you get to that place? How did you get to that place? It could just be life itself, where you begin to just start looking at yourself as you don't feel beautiful anymore. Or you don't like what you did, and now you're just ugly. No, you're not. You are beautiful. You are handsome. If I have men on this call, you are handsome. You who God created you to be. You are a king's kid, and that's what I say about myself. And you should say about yourself. You are a king's kid. Amen. My lines are open. If someone want to press one, I'll take your call. Amen. My broadcast is going to be over in a minute, but if you wanted to take a call, I'll bring you in. Amen. Amen. So I am so blessed on today, y'all. I am like in awe with the Lord because he has done great things, great things. So, you know, it's coffee with me every Tuesday, and we always chat it up. We look at my Hope Victorious cup. If you all want to purchase some of my good products, you go to my page, www.hopevictorious.com. Amen and amen. And when anyone on here, you can always go and put in the chat your business. Amen. Hi, Rasheen. Hi, Dana. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Lori. Amen. So Lori got a movie out, Trophy Wife, which is on BET. Remember, Rasheen, we were talking about that at dinner, girl. It was so good, and my mama, amen, always talk about her movie. So in the chat, put in things so people can find you and know what you do. Donna, you on here, put in chat. And Rasheen, put your stuff in the chat. And Dana, what you do, just throw it in the chat. Amen and amen. So I'm excited, y'all. I am, like, super excited. Oh, my God. I just got all choked up just now. I'm just so super excited. So just know to go to Amazon to purchase the book so you can be on the virtual launch, and I'll send you more details because I have to send you a link so you can come on. It's going to be virtual. It's going to be only for 1 hour, and it's free, so I'll send the link out to you guys soon where you could go and register. But September the 10th is my virtual launch party, so grab your ebook in your book or your book. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today. I thank you for every day. I thank you for just moving and shaking, God. I thank you for just loving me more than I love myself, Father. I thank you for being so real, God. Even when I didn't like who I was, God, you stepped in and told me I was beautiful. You stepped in and told me I was enough. God, I thank you, God. God, go before everybody's mind on today, God. Heal them, God. Restore them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch those who are on here who have loved ones who are ill on today. Send healing. Touch Gwen Gardner, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch Deacon Mutchison on today, Father. Oh, God, we do thank you. And we glorify you. Touch my Aunt Star on today, God. Touch all of our children that's on this call, God. Those who are listening in on YouTube, who dialed in on Facebook. Touch our children, Father God. Touch our parents in the name of Jesus. And touch us, God, as we continue to move out in you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And it's in Jesus' most precious name we do pray. Amen and amen. And touch our prayer, God, in Jesus' name of my mother. Amen. Hallelujah. So go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. And know that he is so real. Hallelujah. Atisha and Camille. I believe mommy said Tisha, just reading these names. Amen. My spiritual daughter is on. Hi, Tisha. My cousin Camille. Amen and amen. So God bless you all. Go in peace and know that God is on your side and know that he loves you. God bless you. And I see you all on next Tuesday. So get your book. I'm so excited. And know that you are a diamond. You are a diamond. You are a diamond. I see you next week. All right. Bye-bye. So let me see. Cause every week I try to log off and I'd be like, all right, bye.